Okay, v'siyata d'shmaya, we're beginning the halachas of Korea. We discussed the halachas of Tfira, and now we're going to be discussing the halachas of Korea. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph tells us that Korea tearing is going to be chayiv al menas litfar, with the intention to sew. Rashi has a very striking lashon over there on the Mishnah. In Dibar Maskel al menas litfar, Rashi says that the halacha is Korea shelo litfar, lo have b'mishkan, that Korea that was done without the intention to sew didn't exist in the Mishkan. So the chiyuv and the isser of Korea is only going to be if it's with the intention to sew, because you don't find a kriya where they tore where the motivation was not to sew. The world asks a kasha. I found it in the Achiezer, but the Achiezer mentions that this is a pretty well-known kasha, that Rashi on Lamed Aleph on the Beis seems to have another definition of the Yisur of Korea. Rashi on Lamed Aleph on the Beis, Dira Maskel Olam Kareb Yehuda, Rashi over there says that when it comes to malachos that are not almanas, Rashi says they're mekalkel. And Rashi gives an example that Korea is similar to Soser, that if it's not almanas livnos, and it's not almanas litvar, so then in such a case you're not going to be chayiv. And Rashi says because it's mekalkel. So the question is, which is it? Is the pshat that if it's korea shelo almanas litvar, it's not called korea at all because it's not what it was in the Mishkan, or is the pshat that korea is a maisa malacha, but it's just being mekalkel, and that's the reason that you're going to be pater? So this is an interesting question that's asked. So in regards to that kasha, we have, unfortunately, an electronic booklet. I miss being with you. You could follow along on your phones. I'll probably go keseder of the pages. So the Achiezer in Simin Hey, I believe it's in the last Chelik of the Achiezer, Chelik Hey Simin Zayin, the Achiezer gives a very interesting answer, and we're going to see that the Achiezer's answer is going to be important also in a similar but different way, halacha lemaisa, for the Chai Adam. Again, the Chai Adam did not say this at all in the Stira and Rashi. The Achiezer makes no reference to Chai Adam, but it seems to me that the Achiezer's Yisod about this Stira and Rashi is going to be very fundamental as well, la halacha. And that is, he says that if you look carefully in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara is going according to the Man D'Amar who holds Malacha Sheinet Tzricha Legufa, like Reb Yehuda, is going to be Chayiv. So since we hold, like the Shita of Reb Yehuda, that it's going to be Chayiv, so he says that is going to affect Rashi's understanding about why Korea Shelo Amanas Litvar is Mekalka. He says as follows, if you have the defining characteristic of a malacha, that it needs to be done with the same result as it was in the Mishkan, which is Tosos's definition, a malacha shein tzrich legufa on daf tzadi gimel amid beis. So then in such a case, if you have something that's not with the same goal in the Mishkan, in this case, shelo almanas litvar, nevertheless, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because you don't necessarily need the result of almanas litvar of the Mishkan. That's the shita, malacha shein tzrich legufa is still chayiv. However, if you hold that malacha shein tzrich legufa is going to be potter, the reason why it's potter is because you always need the result in the Mishkan. If you need the result in the Mishkan, so then in such a case, it's not going to be called a malacha at all. So it goes as like this. Rashi on Ayin Gimel, the Achiezer is Mechadesh, is going according to the Man D'Amar, who holds Malacha Shein Esrich Legufa, is going to be Potter. If you have something that's not following the goal of the Mishkan, so then in such a case, you're Potter. Why? Simply because you didn't get the goal of the Mishkan. Now, in a case of where it's Shelo Amanas Litvar, So then it's missing the entire essence of what took place in the Mishkan. If it's missing the essence of what took place in the Mishkan, you can't be chayiv for Koreah, and it's possible it's not going to even be called a Maisa Melacha. However, the Manda Amara that holds, Melacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa is still chayiv, there's another reason why it needs to be Almanas Litfor. That other reason is because otherwise it's considered Mekalkel. So Rashi on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Rashi said the reason that Koreah has to be Almanas Litfor is because otherwise it's Mekalkel, because he was going within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Melacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. And therefore, there you need a new reason, not the reason of the tachlis of the Mishkan, because that's not going to be important. Lufi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rashi and Ayin Gimel, the Achiezer is Mechadesh, is going according to Rabbi Shimon. If we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, so then in such a case, when the Koreah is Shalom Manas Litfor, what the goal was in the Mishkan is going to be critical. And in a case, when it comes to Koreah, then Chazal said it's not going to even be considered a Maisa Malacha at all. So that is the Achiezer's Yishuv to that Stira in Rashi. I have a Tzarech Yun on the Achiezer. I think it's a brilliant Mahalach, and we're going to see that this is going to be very, very Yesodostic later on. But my Tzarech Yun is a technical one, that Rashi's definition of Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa was actually different than Tosas's. Rashi said that Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa is whether you're getting a positive result or it's a negative result. In other words, something is going to be called, according to Rashi, a Malacha She'ena Tzrich L'Gufa, because you're removing a negative as opposed to creating a positive. And the definition, according to Rashi, is different than Tosas's. Now, the Achiezer is being Miyashe V'Stira in Rashi. If he's being Miyashe V'Stira in Rashi, so then that is a little bit difficult to say that you're going to use Tosas's definition of the Tachlis of the Mishkan. But barring aside my technical question, what the Achiezer is introducing is something fascinating. And that is, the fundamental issue for today is going to be, how do we understand the requirement Almanas Litfor? What is the nature of that requirement of Almanas Litfor? So it could be that Rashi is going to be told of that within the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and it could very well be that Almanas Litfor is just to remove Mekalkel, or Almanas Litfor is saying that you need the ultimate tachlis of the Mishkan. Okay, I see a couple of Chevra just were able to join now. Don't worry, the Achiezer was served well. It was just an appetizer. The rest of the shir is not going to hinge on the Achiezer's chiddush. And now we're going to begin with the most basic of all the issues about Koreah Almanas Litfor. There is a famous Gemara on Daf Memches, which also appears in Makos on Daf Gimel. And that is going to be the critical question. There are two critical questions that are going to be dancing around our whole sugya of Koreah Almanas Litfor. One is the question that I just spoke about before, about how to define Almanas Litfor. What exactly is the requirement of Almanas Litfor? Clearly the Mishnah says that it's central. And the second question that's going to be dancing around our sugya is a stira between the Gemara on Daf Memches, according to Rashi, and what we seem to learn in other cases of Koreah. And that is, the Gemara tells Daf Memches that HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatas. So if you have a sweater and you open up the neck opening, so then that's going to be an Iser D'Oraisa. So you're tearing. In those days, the way they sold sweaters or shirts is they did not open the neck hole in advance. They would wait for the person to buy it, and then they would fit the individual based on his head, and they would cut the opening over there. So Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Makos, as well as the Mashmos of Rashi and Daf Memches in Shabbos, is that the Isser over there of Paseach Beis HaTzavar is an Isser of Tikkun Mane. You're taking something that wasn't wearable as a sweater, as a shirt. You're opening the neck hole. That is going to be the Isser. It's going to be Makeh V'Patish. The question, of course, is, why did Rashi not say the Yisur is Koreya? So here the Ritva says that the definition of Almanas Litvah, the Ritva in Makis Daf Gimel, and there are Achronim that claim that there are many Rishonim that will hold this way. We're going to see the Beis Yosef suggest that as well within the Shita of the tour. The Ritva says as follows. The second page in your booklet. Nihidalo Mechai Mishum Kreyam Nas Litvar Mechai Mishum Tikun Kli Mishum Da'avi Gemar Melach V'tol D'maka V'patish. So he says, you're not going to be Chayiv Alts Kreyam Nas Litvar, because when you tear, your intention is not to sew it again. So therefore, it's an entirely different Melacha. The Melacha over here is Maka V'patish. What do we see from the Ritva? The Ritva took the definition of Almanas Litvar extremely literally. If it's not Almanas Litvar Mamish, it's not going to be the Pashtus Nisir Korea. And that is why Rashi on that Sugya understands that HaPoseach Beis Hatzavar is going to be Osur Alts Tikun Mone and not Alts Korea. Of course, in the Rambam, it is more complicated. Because the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, the Rambam that we've already spent time on, HaKorea Kadei Litvar Shtei Tfiros, so there the Rambam lists a couple of Chiyuvim. The Rambam says, HaKorea B'chamosai, if a person tears in his anger, oh, this is Gemara, the Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei, we'll do that inside, possibly, oh, Almei Shu Chai L'Kro Alav, Mipnei Shem Yashav Yisdaito B'davar Zeh V'yiniach V'yonuach Yitzro, So the Rambam says that opening up the sweater hole is going to be chayiv. Now, where did the Rambam? He didn't say chayiv alts korea, but of course the Rambam put it amongst the halachos of korea. So if the Rambam put it amongst the halachos of korea, then it sounds like the issur is korea. So number one, we have a fundamental machlokis between the Rambam and the Ritva Bedas Rashi. The Rambam seems to hold that Poseach Beis Hatzavar is an Isser of Korea. And then the Rambam does something really interesting, and this becomes the springboard for the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph writes, Hamidabek Nayoros, O Oros Bekon Shel Sof Kiyotze Bezeh, HaReza Toldos Tofer V'chayiv, V'cheina Mefarek Nayoros Devukin. The Rambam also says that if you separated papers that have been attached by glue, so then that's a Toldos Koreya V'chayiv. So what do we see from the Rambam over here? We see that the Rambam clearly gives an example, another example of Koreya, which is not Almanas Litvar. So the Rambam seems to be a totally different Mahalach than the Ritva Bidas Rashi. The Rambam seems to hold that Korea doesn't need to be Almanas Litvar. What will the Rambam's Hagdara of Almanas Litvar be? So Rambam will seem to hold that any Korea that's being done with a Tikkun, so then in such a case, Almanas Litvar is not a Siba, as the Ritva had suggested Bidas Rashi, but rather, it's a simen. Almanas Litvar is to show that the fellow is doing this for a tikkun and not a kilkul. Very similar to the way we taiched up Rashi from the Achiezer on the Aflamid Aleph Amid Beis. The Rashi said that the halacha is that if it's not Almanas Litvar, it's aser because you were mekalkel. But what if you weren't mekalkel? What if something good came from it? You now had the pages from the Sefer that you wanted to read that were attached to each other. Now you have a kilkel. You can learn in Rashi and Lamed Aleph on the Beis. And from the Rashi, it's quite, in the Rambam, it's quite clear that the halacha is that you don't need Almanas Litvar. Almanas Litvar is a simen that it's not mekalkel. The moment in which it's not mekalkel, so then you have the chiyuv. So Almanas just means a tikkun, that you need that a tikkun emerge from that maisa kriya. The problem in the Rambam, though, is that it's not so poshut that in all cases that kriya with a tikkun is automatically going to be mutter. Particularly, if we're going to say that, so the Beis Yosef is bothered then why is it that when it comes to the halacha of Beis Hatzavar, the Tur does not say what the Rambam says? Take a look in Simin Shin Yud Zayin in your Beis Yosef, Siv Sif Gimel. The Tur writes, Matirin Beis Hatzavar Mikesher Shekafru Koyves, She'ena Keshel Kayama. You're allowed to open a knot that was not a Kesher Shel Kayama that was done by the launderer. Aval Ein Pais Chenoisa Mechadosh, Dimisakein Manahu. You can't open it up anew because it's Tikkun Mana. So the Tur is going with what we saw, with that the Rishonim thought was Shitas Rashi. So the Beis Yosef is bothered. The Beis Yosef is bothered. Why is it that the Tur does not say that the Isser is Korea? Take a look at the Beis Yosef. It's a short Beis Yosef. Shin Yud Zayin Gimel. V'in time every tape klei d'chay mishum Korea. V'nira li d'loy mechay mishum Korea. I will be Korea manas litvar. V'hacha kivin shein al manas litvar. Leka l'chiyuvay mishum Korea. So Beis Yosef learns that's not al manas litvar. If it's not al manas litvar, it's not going to be Korea. So we have the Beis Yosef that actually is closer to the Ritva. The Rambam seem to understand that almanas, and again, let's formulate the chakira. The chakira will be, is almanas a simen or a siba? Is it simply a sign that you're doing a tikkun? So then the Rambam says, then even if you're mefarik nayaros, that's a tikkun, so then you're going to be chayiv. But the Ritva claimed Bidas Rashi not that way. That Rashi, and now we're seeing more significantly the halacha, that the Tur himself says that the issue over here is an issue of Tikkun Mana. It's not an issue of Korea, because if it's not Almanas Litvar, you're not going to be Chayv. Ad Kan, the Shitot Yisodiyot in the Sugya. Any questions so far? Good? Okay. So let's deal with this fundamental problem in Shulchan Aruch. The problem is, as the Nishmas Adam raises, as the Chai Adam raises, that in Shulchan Aruch, things don't work out very neatly. Because in Shulchan Aruch, what happens is, we have, on the one hand, in Shin Yud Zayin Gimel, we have the Psak of Paseach Beis HaTzavar as being Tikkun Mana, and no mention of the Yisr Korea, yet, in Shin Mem, of course, in our Simen, we don't have things that way. In Shin Mem, in Sif Yud Dalid, we have clearly the halacha is v'chein shemem Yud Dalid v'chein hamifarek neyaros tevukim v'lo niskam l'kalkel bovad hareza told us korei v'chayiv, that as long as you don't have an intention for kilkel, so then in such a case it's an iser doraisa. So comes along the chayi adam in klal chavtes Sif Aleph, and he says that this is all. This makes sense within Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam paskins Melacha Sheinet Tzricha LeGufa is Chayiv. And since the Rambam paskins Melacha Sheinet Tzricha LeGufa is Chayiv, the Rambam will say as follows, even though it's not the Almanas of the Mishkan, the Almanas of the Mishkan was for Tofer, very similar to what we saw in the Achiezer's Chiddush in Rashi. The Almanas was for Tofer, nevertheless, the halacha is, you don't need the exact intention for the Mishkan. And the Rambam is Lishitasai, that the Rambam paskins Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv. So if the Rambam paskins Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv, so then in such a case, Medabik Niyaros is going to be Chayiv according to Rambam. Now the Chayi Adam, I'd like to see it inside. I sent it to you in your booklet. It's after the Minchas Ariel, right after the Rambam. We're going to see it both in the Chai Adam as well as in the Nishmas Adam. This is very, very Yisodostik. So Chai Adam says as follows, Chayn Katsa Rambam Perish, this is in Aleph, V'azal Shitaso, Aval Poskner Kirby Shimon Potter, Dav Nlach Hashem Tzuch Guf, V'ein Echai B'Kreel, Koreyam Naslit Far. So the Chai Adam says that the only reason why you're going to be Chayiv is according to the Mandam, it says Nlach Hashem Tzuch Gufa is Chayiv. And he quotes the Beis Yosef. Halfway through in his Nishmas Adam, he writes, Ube Beis Yosef, Kas of Tema, Vatepe Klem Yishum Korea, Vatirits, the Korea, Enu Chayiv Alam Anas Litvar, Vakak Kosev, Vikesef Mishnah, Perek Vav B'Shem HaRitva. So the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Karo was very much taken with the Ritva's Mahalach, that the fact that Rashi says that Pesach Beis HaTzavar is not Chayiv for Korea, it's only Tikkun Mana, is because Almanas Litvar is Dafka, and therefore, that's the reason why Pesach Beis HaTzavar is not going to be in Isser of Korea. But the Nishmas Adam is bothered. Va'adavar Temua, Shilohevi B'Beis Yosef Das HaRamam Klaud V'Klaud, V'lo Zichro. It's a wondrous that the Beis Yosef didn't quote the Rambam. Va'azal Shitaso. So the answer to that question is because he holds that most the Beis Yosef Paskins in Shin Tez Zayin, that Melacha Shein Tzidkuf Guf is Potter. So basically, Beis Yosef was Machriya against the Rambam. That is going to be the Mahalach according to the Kesef Mishnah. Really, he follows the Shita of and Melacha Shein Tzidkuf Guf is Potter. He says, but if that's so, Lufizes Tzarchiyun, Lama Kasa B'Shin Mem, Mishum Stam Kloshen Aramam, Demedabik Nayaros. But we're going to get stuck. And that is, and why in our Simin does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it's Aser? So the Nishmas Adam comes along, and he says, the only way you can make sense of this whole sugya is to be tola all of the Shitos on one issue. And that is whether Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is Chayiv or Potter. If you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is going to be Chayiv, so then in such a case, Korea is going to be Chayiv even if it's Shelo Amnas Litvar, as long as there is a Tikkun. If you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is going to be Potter, so then in such a case, the halacha is that Poseach Beis HaTzavar has to be Chayiv for Tikkun Mana. All that works nicely. And the Rambam is going to be L'shitasa, Poseach Beis HaTzavar is the Isser of Korea Almanas Litvar. Why? Because the Rambam holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is going to be Chayiv. But the Nishmas Adam says he totally doesn't understand the Kesef Mishnah. He understands the Kesef Mishnah that he sides with Shitas Rashi because he paskins Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa as Potter. That's fantastic. But then why is it that he paskins by the last halacha of the Rambam? The Rambam, Medabik Nayaros, is not Korea Almanas Litvar. If you're going to explain that you're chayiv on Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa, and that was the approach that one takes the whole way, as the Kesef Mishnah was taking up until now throughout his Sefer Matov Menayim. But then in Shin Mem, we would have expected him to paskin against the Rambam. But he doesn't. That's the Nishmas Adam's Mahalach and his Bam Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So far, so good, Rabbosai? Yep. Gevaldik. Okay, so that's the problem. Now we are going to see that essentially what we're going to learn today is at least three, possibly four, if you push me, possibly four mahalchim in dealing with the Shulchan Aruch's approach to this problem. Up until now, we've seen one mahalach. And that one mahalach has been that Korea Almanas Litvar, whether the Almanas is a Siba or a Simin, is going to turn on the question of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. This was the Mahalach of the Achiezer in terms of reconciling the Stiras in Rashi's, A. And B, it is the Mahalach of the Nishmas Adam, and he's being Choshesh for Shitas Rambam. Now we're going to spend quite a bit of time going through the Be'er Halacha's Mahalach, the Chafetz Chaim's Mahalach, and we're going to see how the Chafetz Chaim is going to approach the fundamental Simen Siba question. He's going to feel very strongly that Almanas is just a Simen and it's not a Siba. And then we're going to see how he reconciles the Sugya of Poseach Beis HaTzavar. And along the way, he's going to mention the Nishmas Adam. A lot of the work that we've already done, the Be'er Halachas on Shin Mem are absolutely fantastic. They're so extensive. So a lot of the work that we've done up until now, the Be'er Halacha also does in, and so I'll go through it a little bit quickly, and we're going to see that the Chafetz Chaim is consistent about how he attacks the sugya, and the Chaya Adam is consistent in how they attack the sugya, both here and in regards to tearing open an envelope, which we'll see in Mirtz Hashem again today, And then we're going to see the Mahalach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is going to be a third Mahalach. And then there might be a fourth Mahalach that if we have the Koach, we'll be able to take a look at as well. So let's take a look at the Berab Halacha Dir Masmolo and Skam Lekalko. He says, Kol Zeh Loshon HaRambam, Umash Rabir Daita, Dehad Be'inu Be'Gemara, Al Menas Litvar, Mishum D'Lav Achilav Emel Kalko. So the Rambam holds that Al Menas Litvar is Lav Dafka, and it's just a simen. U'bahachi nicha dichnas HaRambam B'seach Beis HaTzavar B'dinei Korea. That's why the Rambam put in Korea. Mishum Nesakim B'Kriyas HaSa Beged. And he repeats the same kasha that we saw from the Nishmas Adam. Ula pel ala beis Yosef. The beis Yosef is quite difficult. She cost of a simin should yizayin l'mus l'pshita v'paseach beis atzavar l'hachila avi b'chol korea. Now on the one hand, paseach beis atzavar is not korea, because it's not korea al-manas litvar. Yet, he on shin mem, he paskins like the Rambam. So that is the stira. Now, the Ber Halacha points out that this issue is really connected to a very lumdusha, one of the most famous yeshivisha raids in all of Maseches Shabbos. And that is, I highly encourage you to take a look at it. If we'd be learning this in the morning, we would spend a lot of time on this, but I highly encourage you to work on it. It's very fruitful, very, very challenging. Taisus on daf ayin gimel on beis, a zoymer v'tzarech le'etzim, there is a famous kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, of how you understand the requirement of a tzarech le'etzim, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is medame to korea al menas litvar. So there's a very, very fascinating Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas, and the Ber Halacha makes reference to that Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he disagrees with that Rabbi Kiva Eger. But we're going to leave that out, just leave that as a reference. You could take a look at it then. And he goes through, and he points out the right way to read Tosas, and to this day it's a big, big question of the correct way of reading the Tosas on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Skip all the way down till about seven lines into the wide. First word in the line is Al Mesa V'Chamaso V'Ra'isi B'Nishmas Adam. So we're gonna see how he quotes the Nishmas Adam's Teretz and then what he doesn't like about it. V'Ra'isi B'Nishmas Adam didn't send the Farkin Yars V'Chem V'Chol Koreal Nasasakin Zedaf Gim Nisbar Dem Lach Hashem Sechuk V'Chayiv Avol Im Nisbar De Potter Al Karchuk B'Ino Koreal Naslit V'Ar Mamish U'Mishum Zed Tamal L'Shulchan Aruch David Dizn L'Shul Rama Mistam. So he leaves off that the Nishmas Adam's teretz is Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is going to decide whether you hold that Mefarik Nayoros is going to be Isser of Korea. And since we pass Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's potter in Shulchan Aruch, he asks on the Shulchan Aruch, how come he brings down the Gun of Mefarik Nayoros? Says the Chavetz Chaim, he doesn't like the Nishmas Adam's teretz at all. V'loy nihirin li dvar of klav. The whole mahalach doesn't make sense to me. The lomi boyodas tosa sham de korea meis di day di iku tikun mitzvah malacha mikri malacha tzricha gufa kimen shu tzarchla. Im kein hachinan b'chol korea manas l'sakin. So he says, number one, who says that the definition of malacha tzricha l'gufa it goes hand in hand with al manas l'tfar? He says, we see from the Gemara on daf kufhei that someone who tears in the case of Avelus, that's considered a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. So we see that the definition of Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa doesn't necessarily require that Korea be Amanas Litvar. As long as he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's enough. That's going to Tosas. Va'af l'Rashi, desvir de Korea fi Amanas today, de potem shim Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa, hainu desvir lu de tzarech mitzvah l'chashiv tikun kol kach, sheikar mishim zem Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. So he says, according to Rashi, even though it's considered a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa, that's because a mitzvah is not considered such a tikkun. Alo b'cholim yonei tukun shu tzarech len bat smusan. But if you're getting any positive result, kemo mefarik ben ayaros, she tzarech she'ya niyar dak. If you're tearing paper because you want different pages, l'kule alma hu b'chol malacha tzrich legufa, kemo b'korei al menas litvar. So the Chavetz Chaim doesn't like the idea that he's tole the issue on Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa or Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa or not. I would just add, though, that if you take a look, the Gemara on Kuf Hei Amud Beis seems to really be Tola, the Shaila, on Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa versus Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. If you take a look at that Gemara, it actually works nicely according to the Nishmas Adam. But the Chavetz Chaim says he doesn't understand in Svara why that would be so. Because at the end of the day, he says you could have something that's a malacha tzricha legufa, even if it's not almanas litvar. Va'mevin yavin, this gets involved with Achiezer, and it could very well be they're simply arguing about what the definition of malacha tzricha legufa is. Is the definition of malacha tzricha legufa of what was in the Mishkan, or is the definition of malacha tzricha legufa of whether you're having a positive result? That might be part of the question. Okay. So, either way, the Chavetz Chaim, close brackets, either way, the Chavetz Chaim doesn't like the Mahalich of the Nishmas Adam. And therefore, he says, it's Pashut that, in this case, it's going to be considered a Malacha Tzrich Legufa for everybody. Poseach Beis HaTzavar, Korea Bechamaso, according to many Shitas, there, as long as you're having a positive result, you're being Mekayim Mitzvahs, Kriya for an Avel, you're getting out your anger for someone who's in anger, all of that's going to be considered a Malacha Tzrich Legufa. But, he says, there's still one question, only one question, and that is, what about Poseach Beis HaTzavar, according to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi? And why did they not say that when it comes to Poseach Beis HaTzavar, that is going to be an Isser of Korea? Because at the end of the day, you're definitely having a tikkun. So, the Chavetz Chaim thinks that the Ritva is a Das Yachid. Not like the way the Kesef Mishnah understood. He thinks the Ritva is a Das Yachid. And everybody's going to hold that that's going to be Chayiv except for the Ritva. If that's so, so then when it comes to Paseach Beis HaTzavar, why is that Paseach Beis HaTzavar, we say that's an Isser Makkah Patish. So for that, we pick up in the Be'er Halacha, two lines from the top, on page 385. Why don't we say that the Isser is because of Korea with the intent for a tikkun? So Be'er Halacha says the following teretz. He says like this. He says, it's not Korea Paseach Beis HaTzavar. Why is it not Korea? Because you didn't do a Maisa that's Mekulkal. Fascinating paradox. You can't call something Korea if it isn't destructive. Poseach Beis HaTzavar is different than the Korea of the Mishkan. The Korea of the Mishkan, at first they destroy, but they do it in a way that they'll be able to sew and make a tikkun from it. Poseach Beis HaTzavar, there's nothing destructive about it. You're making a neck hole. So if you're making a neck hole, so then it's not called Korea, because in order to be called Korea, you need to be Mekalkel. So it's an entirely technical reason. Korea, says the Chavetz Chaim, Rashi, and the Rambam, everybody agrees that a Korea for a tikkun is going to be enough. Almanas, everybody holds, is just a simen. It's not a siba, for sure. But here, there's a technical reason by Paseach Beis HaTzavar why you're not going to be chayiv for Korea. And that is, in order to be called Korea, it has to be a destructive act, which happens to have a byproduct of it, is a tikkun. That is going to be the definition. I have not found any source for this chiddush of the Be'er Halacha. And in fact, Ramesha in his tshuvas, if you look ahead in your booklet, it's not in the first page in the tshuvas, but Ramesha in the tshuvas is very sharp against this Chafetz Chaim. Of course, this is Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Chav Beis, Anaf Zayin, where he says, "Va'ayin beber halacha shekasev tamacher bazeh she'em mishum korea mishpseches beis hatzavar demleches korea udafke kishim akalkal beis hapu'ula ela shemechayim mishvil eze tikun v'lo beparseach beis hatzavar mashleim monim ve'ein anachon klal," says Ramesha, this is wrong. "V'u beloy tam u beloy mekar b'gemara," he says there's absolutely no source in the Gemara to this idea. He says, where do you see that it could only be called Korea if you're being Mekalkel and then a positive result comes out? But if the act itself is a tikkun, opening up the sweater hole, where did the Be'er Halacha get this idea from? Then in such a case, that would not be considered korea. Mamish, the Chavetz Chaim was mechadish midideh. Chavetz Chaim wanted everybody to be going in this direction. That's a davar pashat, that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that korea with any type of tikkun is going to be chayiv, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim was matchit in Ramesh's position that to say that korea has to be one which by nature is a kilkul. You're going to have to say, according to Chavetz Chaim, that separating the pages also is a kilkul, because you're ripping it along the edges and it comes out jagged. But at the end of the day, it's a tikkun because you want to have those pages separated. So far, we have two tracks. We have the track of the Nishmas Adam, and I would argue the Achiezer, who was Miyashiv Rashi like this, the track of the Nishmas Adam is to say that the Rambam is L'shitas Olz Melech Hashem Tzricha Gufa is Chayiv, Koreak with any type of tikkun is going to be Talui on that Machlokas, whether Melech Hashem Tzricha Gufa is Chayiv or not. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, let's start with, holds and Melech Hashem Tzricha Gufa is Chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch, the Nishmas Adam, says he doesn't understand how we paskin, because he doesn't understand that the Shulchan Aruch did not bring down the din of Poseach Beis HaTzavar to be Chayiv for Korea, and in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, like the Ritva, who said that the reason it's not is because it's Almanas Litvar, and the in the Beis Yosef, he also quotes that Ritva, but the Tzarech Yun Gadol is that if that's so, said, how come he paskins in Shin Mem like the Mechaber? So Nishmas Adam paskins the Chumra, and he just says the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, and Poseach Beis HaTzavar is also going to be Chayiv out Korea, because we paskin like the Rambam. The Chavetz Chaim says everything is meduyik in the Shulchan Aruch. And the halacha is that korea with any type of tikkun is going to be chayiv, even according to Man Amar Walz Machashen Tzrich L'Gufa is potter. Ah, if that's so, so then why did Rashi and possibly the Tur and others not learn that Poseach Beis HaTzavar is going to be an Isser of korea? The answer to that question is that it's not called korea, because it has to be something that's destructive, and if it's not something that's destructive, it's not going to be called an Isser Korea. We left off with Ramesh saying that this is quite a chiddush, and he's not aware of any makar for it, and I've not found any makar for this svara either. So far we've had two tracks. Before we start the third track, Ramesh's own track, I want to show you that the Be'er Halacha and the Chai Adam are l'shitasam, but I see there are a couple of hands. Yeah. Five, go ahead. Right. 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 It would sound like let's go again. It's you're right that it's not going to be it's he's opening it up. The act itself is not destructive, and therefore it can't be called korea. The question would be whether it's tikkun manim. But what about if you're making a? But what about if you're making a pocket now? What about? Okay, that would be the question. The question would be: do we consider that a tikkun kis? Could that be enough to be considered makiv patish? But I hear what you're saying. According to Chavetz Chaim's definition, I think it's a fair point. But I'm not convinced it's not called makiv patish, even if it's betoch hakli. And as what you're saying is, the only time by a jacket you're going to have tikkun mana is when you have a jacket that wasn't, the sleeve wasn't working over here, and then I reattach it, so then that's a functional jacket. But if this pocket is closed, and I open it, then maybe, I hear that, but yesh lodun, I think it could go in either direction. Okay. Now, Rabosai, this issue gets involved with another one, and that is the issue of opening envelopes on Shabbos. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem Aleph. Halfway through, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the following. V'lekroa igeres hanechuta. To open up a closed letter. Afilu mizar shalo yishbar osios achasima. Rak yikra haniyar shesviva. Gam kein osu lekuli alma. It's going to be usher according to everybody. And even to tell a guy is also going to be usher unless there was a real tzorah. So if you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, so the Be'er Halacha spells out more in Dibur HaMaschil Haniyar. And he says, let's go to the Be'er Halacha. It's an interesting Be'er Halacha. He says, "I'm Mishabur Mashik Asavnu Vavar Ktas Hapri Chodesh Biyar Dei Kosev Diisrael Apostol Yesh Bazechiv Chatzis Lekuli Alma De Kriyas Haniyar Hu Mekal Kalam Nasatakin V'Tikuna Hu Mashet Tzarech Leftoach Oso." So he says that the Pri Chodesh already points out that this Korea is a Tikun. You're getting to a letter by opening up the envelope. You're getting to a letter, and then in such a case, that's going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. And then he quotes, "Ubenishmas Adam, Ubenishmas Adam Roisi." Skipping down a few lines, "Shekasav to the Kuli Alma Potter, V'Tochein Kavanosa Deshani Yid the Korei Amaso Ubechamosa that Kriya Gufa Hu Tikun, Mashenkein Bezeh Delani Yaru Mekalkel Gomor VaTikun Hu Mitzad Acher." So the Nishmas Adam says that in this case, it's not going to be chayiv. He says, why? He says, because you've been entirely mekalkel in your maisa kriya. And the tikkun is a tangential thing. He then also quotes above that the Chacham Tzvi, who says that should be told him locha shein tzrich legufa. The Nishmas Adam likes the Chacham Tzvi, that should be told him locha shein tzrich legufa. But he says, over here, there is a tikkun that's outside of the envelope. The envelope is destroyed. And the tikkun is what comes out of the envelope. That's the Nishmas Adam and the Chai Adam's argument. And the Chavetz Chaim doesn't like it at all. He says, no, you've got a tikkun that's come out of it. The tikkun is that you're now able to read the letter. So that's enough to be considered a tikkun. Rabosai, if you read the Nishmas Adam and the carefully, you will see that the Nishmas Adam and the Chafetz Chaim are l'shitasam. The shita of the Nishmas Adam is what? The shita of the Nishmas Adam is that the only way you could be chayiv is if you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is going to be chayiv. And he doesn't agree the idea that a tikkun that comes out of the Maisa Kilkul is going to be considered a Isser Minatora. He holds that's not an Isser Minatora. However, the Chafetz Chaim holds not that way. The Chafetz Chaim holds that a Kriya, that itself is destructive. But if there's another Tikkun that comes out of it, then in such a case, you're going to be Chayiv. So what comes out is Mamish Kafta Referach. The Nishmas Adam attacks the Sugya. It's in your booklet, you take a look. Attacks the Sugya and he says, well, the Chacham Tzvi first says, that should be totally Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And if your Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is going to be Chayiv, so then maybe there's room to say that you're going to be Chayiv. But then he says, well, here, it's not even Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. There's no Tikkun at all in the Chayfetz. Mashma, that the starting point is Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And then he argues over here, there's a Kilkul. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't start with Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Chavetz Chaim says that in such a case, it's considered an Isur, whether you have a tikkun in the object or not, as long as you have a positive result. Almanas litfar is just to create a positive result. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is much more expansive in terms of the nature of the yisr. So they're going to be l'niyas daiti l'shitasan. And therefore, what emerges, before we get to the more nuanced tracks, what emerges then is the following. According to the Mishnah Berurah, and the way most poskim paskin, the halacha is that once you're doing a maisa korea, and in any way there's something positive that's taking place, then by definition, that could be an issur d'oraisa. It could be considered al menas l'tfar. However, the other shitas are no. A, you have to pass in lach hashem tzirich l'gufa is chayiv for it to be an issur d'oraisa. B is if you don't have any type of tikkun in the object itself, or the maisa itself is not one that's mesakin v'amevin yavin, like the case of korei b'chamaso. So then, in such a case, it's not going to be an issur d'oraisa. Okay, so that's that. Those two extremes. Comes along Ramesha, and Ramesha introduces a third mahalach. Ramesha in Aleph Kuf Chaf Beis. I'm going to go away from my screen seeing you for a couple minutes, because what I put in the booklet was actually missing the first page of Ramesha. The part that's most important is Kuf Chaf Beis Anaf Vav. And Ramesha points out, again, this is not in your booklet, I apologize for those of you who have could easily call up Bar Ilan, call it up. I'm now not looking at you, so I'm doing this for the first time. It's new for me. So if you have anything you want to stop me on, please call out. So in Kuf Chaf Beis Anaf Vav, he says as follows: V'hine bebegadim lo matzinu shiyeh shayich binyan v'stira. Ramesha says that we don't find, when it comes to clothing, the isser of binyan stira. The only isser is an isser of korea. And that's going to be absolutely critical in terms of understanding the halacha of poseach beis hatzavar. And he says as follows. Ramesha says like this: when it comes to korea, in order to be chayiv for korea, you need to have a tikkun where it was obvious in the object that that tikkun was created via korea. In contrast, Ramesha says, to the halacha of stira. When it comes to stira, if a person is soser a building, so you might not see that the building that was now built once upon a time had a building that preceded it, which was knocked down. In such a case, you're going to be chayiv. If you're soser and you bonus something in that place, then that's enough to be considered soser amanas livnos. However, Ramesha says, when it comes to korea, korea is not that way. He says as follows: avol bekorea lo mi boy kishitzarach letfiras alas l'shteich tichos shel tfiras beged who came el af rak b'makom katan korea mach maslavik kisisa litvarach kakogin. Then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. However, here maybe we could already get it in the booklet. Let me see. So it's actually one line above that. The kivan shematzinu botiku mamish hanikar shu rak meakriya hu kechol malachol shelo sagi betiku mashet tzarech atel kalkel. Ramesha says like this. Ramesha says that the only time the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv for korea is when you have something that wasn't usable, and the only way you were able to make it usable is through the kriya, and it's obvious that you needed korea to make it usable. So, for example, if you saw someone sew into a garment, so then in such a case, it's obvious that the individual sewed in the garment only via korea. So then the tikkun is nikar in the chayfetz. However, Ramesha claims, when it comes to poseach beis hatzavar, in those days, he says, not every garment was sewn with the neck hole closed. There were some that were closed, sold, and sewn open, and there were some that were sold and sewn closed. And therefore, there's no tikkun that's obvious in the chayfetz. And he says, that's the answer to the question of Rashi. All of the cases that you're going to find in Shas, where it's going to be korea, almanas lasakin, even if it's not almanas litvar, it's going to be obvious that the only way the tikkun came about is with korea, is only by doing korea. If you didn't do it by korea, then in such a case you're not going to be chayiv. It needs to be that the tikkun is clearly enunciated by a korea. If it wasn't didn't come about through a Koreya, so then in such a case, it's not going to be an Iser of Koreya Almanas Litvar. It has to be that the Tikkun is going to be obvious. And therefore, Parvel Seach Leisatzavar, it's not obvious, and that's why Rashi doesn't say that the Iser is Koreya, but rather Rashi says the Iser is going to be Tikkun Mane. Okay, so Ramesh is going with the Chafetz Chaim. He's not being told in Melacha Tzrich L'Gufa, Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, but rather he is telling us that the definition of Almanas is that in order for it to be considered an Almanas of a Tikkun, it needs to be obvious that you needed the Koreya to create that Tikkun. I can't say that I know, I have clear by going through Ramesh's Tshuva what his makar for that is. He just contrasts it with Soser. He says that Soser is not that way. I'm not sure. I didn't notice. It could be I went through it too quickly. But I didn't notice what Ramesh's raya is, that you need a obvious indicator from the tikkun that there was a Koreya. Now, if you take a look in Anaf Ches, Anaf Ches. By the way, what I just read is right before page Nun Ches, going on to Nun Ches, that I had photocopied for you. There was a little bit there that I forgot to photocopy a while ago. Now, Ramesh applies this halach l'maisa in a fascinating way. In Anaf Ches, he talks about sugar packets. And he says, what would the halacha be? You're on vacation, it's Shabbos, and you want to open a sugar packet. So are you allowed to open a sugar packet on Shabbos if you're not tearing on the lines? So Ramesh says, it's Koreya with a tikkun. And Lechura, what will come out is that there's room to argue that according to the Chafetz Chaim, there's room to argue. We're not passing now, but there's room to argue according to Chafetz Chaim. It's Koreya with the tikkun, therefore should be Yasser. But Ramesh then takes his teretz by Poseach Beisatzavar, and he says, Me'ikr Dedina, he thinks it's Mutter. And he says, when you see sugar, do you know that there was a Koreya that was there that was necessary for the tikkun? So just like by Poseach Beisatzavar, you see a sweater. You don't know that there was a Koreya that was necessary to create that tikkun. So too when it comes to sugar. So Ramesh says, another application is going to be when it comes to opening the letter. If you see a letter, do you know that that letter had to have been torn open? No. And therefore Ramesh says, it's not going to be an Iser min HaTorah. In Anaf Yud, Ramesh also repeats this idea in regards to the sugar packet. First he talks about Ruin L'Tashmish Acher Kach. Then he says, V'avol B'sakin Shel Begev Shel Niyar Yesh Lahat Tele Kroaf L'Shulchan Aruch Mehadit Tosefta U'mitam Shebiarti. So Ramesh has two reasons to be matir. There's a very important Tosefta we're going to discuss next time. And the second svar is Shestira Lo Shayach B'Shel Begev V'Niyar Rak Koreya. The Koreya Shani Misoser De Lo Sagi B'Tikun Gezed L'Kichas Ha'Ochlin. There is no, it's not enough simply be able to access the food. V'Masakein Yatofu Rakor, etc. So Ramesh says, therefore, there's no obvious Tikkun in the sugar, and therefore it's not going to be considered an Iser of Koreya. So therefore, Ramesh says, Me'ikr Dedina, he thinks it will be Mutter. Interestingly, he comes out with Chumra at the end of the Tshuva, the Chosem, Medina, V'lamaisein Lahatir, Kimun Shneim B'nei Tor, Mu'otim, B'avamaisein Rabim, and Mokumein B'nei Tor, Yeshvarim Shein Lahatir, Kadesh Shlova Yilahakel. Ramesh is afraid that if he's going to publicize the Hatir, that there's a Kilkel that's going to come out from that. But Me'ikr Dedina, Ramesh says that at Lechura, it should come out to be Mutter. Okay, so that is in regards to the Ramesh's Mahalach. So we have this, it's basically one problem, how are you Magdir Almanas, with one difficult Gemara, of Psichas Beis HaTzavar, with the approach of Nishmas Adam and Achiezer, the approach of the Ber Halacha, and the approach of Ramesh. Yes, Faivo. Rav Moshe says black on white. Rav Moshe says black on white that's because in those days they didn't make all the shirts that way, which is an ukimta that Rav Moshe is making.
And it would still be called tikkun manah.
Right. Yeah. Because anything that objectively wasn't usable and you make usable, that's going to qualify as tikkun manah. Yeah. That would qualify as tikkun manah. Okay. Right. So, and we had the Chafetz Chaim and the Nishmas Adam l'shitaso, as we spelled out in regards to the envelope. Okay. There is a fourth beautiful mahalach about in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll give you a reference to it if you want to discuss it with me afterwards. It'll be my pleasure. And that is an obscure achron has a fascinating idea that I only found in Minchas Ariel. And that is a Tal Oros, has another yishuv for the Shulchan Aruch that's entirely different. Minchas Ariel quotes it on page Shin Samach Tes, Oz Tez Zayin. I sent it to you. Tov. Okay. Now, Rabosai, well, let's discuss another Halacha L'maisa discussion. But before we move on, let's just summarize. If we don't have Ramesh's heter, basically, we don't have any heter for opening a sugar packet yet. In other words, why would it be mutter to open a sugar packet unless you give Ramesh's chidush? You're being korea, and you have a tikkun, l'chura should be entirely aser. Mirtz Hashem, next time, where we're going to discuss an entirely different angle of korea, and that is being korea things that are looked at as a klipa of the food. So we're going to see that there will be poskim who will argue that in such a case, that's not called korea because you look at this as a klipa. That might be room to argue, but as of today, we don't have this heter. Okay. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. Ein shovrin acheres, ve'ein korin haniyor. You're not allowed to break pottery, and you're not allowed to tear paper. Mipneishu k'misaken kli. So now we go to the next topic of Korea for today. And that is the Isser of Korea, of paper. And here, the Mechaber says that the Isser is tikkun kli. So this begs an obvious question. And that is, the next halacha, the Mechaber is going to say that the reason why it's usher to tear apart is going to be because you're being korea. You're korea, you had papers that were attached, and you separate them, so then that's going to be an isser korea. So the question is, why is it that in Sifu Gimel, the Mechaber says that the isser is alts tikkun kli? The halacha should be, that's also an isser of korea. So here the Ber Halacha has an interesting chiddush. He says, if he wasn't afraid, he would say the following chiddush. And we're going to see that it's this chiddush of the Ber Halacha is used halacha lemaisa. And Dibra Maschil Ein Shovrim, he asks this kasha. He asks Sivze Vasamuch Miloshan Rama Udvar B'Sivze Unovem Menu Masha Amru BeBeitza Demashvi Leimona. So this is a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says that if you rip off a piece of paper in order to fry food on top of. In those days, they would take hot paper and they would fry the food on top of it. So then the halacha is, that's tikkun manah. L'chor l'fi mashamuch b'sif ha-samuch, amai lo nemar b'zev mishum korea. Why don't you say that there's is of korea? Another ha'ara he points out is that the Rambam brings us down in Perichav Gimel, and there the Rambam is talking about Yisrei D'Rabbanan. Why did the Rambam not say it's an Isser D'Oraisa? And so the Chafetz Chaim says about 9 lines from the bottom, "Filulei d'mistafina havamina davar chadash b'zeh, d'lo shayach shem korea menas asakim, kim kishe korea eiz adavar be'emtsa, v'utzarech tikun shneihem." Fascinating, fascinating chiddush. He says that could be that korea is only when you're tearing two things and separating and you're interested in both of them. And he says, that's exactly what happened in the Mishkan. You had a tear, You needed to make the tier more precise, and you separated two things in order to be able to sew them together. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim points out that it could be that koreya is not when you're tearing something off of something else and you're interested only in the thing that you're tearing off, but rather koreya is you're tearing apart two things and you're interested in separating those two from each other because you want to use both of them. He finds an interesting smach, and he says, when the Gemara talks about koreya in Moed Katan, he says it's six lines from the top on Kuf Tzadi Beis. The pasuk says, "Vayechzak v'gadam v'yikra'en l'shneim koreim." Mimasha shnemar v'yikra'en eni yodesh l'shneim. Mashma d'stam kera hu l'shneim. That in order to be chayiv on koreya, you need to tear into two pieces. Okay, that's a fascinating chiddush. Obviously, there are questions on it. For example, how do you put Poseach Beis HaTzavar of the Rambam into that? How does that fit in? And the Chafetz Chaim goes on and on in the Be'er Halacha. But he does conclude that he thinks that this Mahalach might be legitimate. That the reason why separating over here is only Tikkun Mane is because to be chayv for Koreya, you need to be interested in both parts. Not that you're taking something off to be able to use it, because then you're being misaking this. This was attached to something else, so you're misaking it. But Koreya is actually separating two things to be able to use both of them. That's the Chafetz Chaim's fascinating chidush. Again, l'shitaso, there's quite a few fascinating chidushim in here. So this comes up for a very important halacha l'maisa question. By the way, also in your booklet, there's a fascinating sefer called Binyan Shabbos by Talmud Chacham, I believe his name is Rav Cohen, who became close with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and on page Kuf Lametes, he has an entirely different yishuv. It's in the booklet, you could take a look. This comes up, this chiddush, if we're going to say like the Chafetz Chaim, this comes up and is made reference to by Rav Ribiat in the a common problem of an individual who finds that they are in the restroom and there isn't any toilet paper. What does one do on Shabbos? Is there a way that one could tear off toilet paper without being over the Isser of Korea? So if you take a look at the last two pages of your booklet, so he suggests, we'll start with the bottom line. He says, in cases where there's no other way for a person to access the toilet paper, then if he cuts it with a shinui, he thinks that you'd be able to be matir. Now, a shinui is not going to be able to be matir in Isser Doraisa, unless we're going to say that the shinui gets it down to Darabanan, and you have the issue of Kavod Abrios. With Kavod Abrios, so then maybe by Isurei Darabanan, Chazal were Mekel. But he's able to be mitstarif another din. And that is this yisod. And that is that it could very well be that tearing off toilet paper is not going to be an Isser D'Oraisa. According to the Be'er Halacha, it will only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Because in the case of where the individual is tearing off the paper, they are not interested in both sides. They're not interested in both sides. So since they're not interested in both sides, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. And if it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, so then in such a case, it could be that b'makom, he paskins, and it makes sense, that b'makom kovet abrios, that halacha is one could be mekel. A better approach, halachically, is if the water does the separating, if a person would have the water, the flush of the toilet, or so on, would separate the toilet paper. But as, I'll just read for you on page 843, he says, ideally you should have a goy do it. He says, if a non-Jew is not available, one should attempt to use the paper while it's attached to the roll and then leave it in the end of the bowl. There is no restriction against flushing, even though the wet end is likely to be torn off. If one is afraid that this option may be extremely offensive to others, he may rely upon the opinion of some postman that permit tearing the paper for that particular use only. And when tearing it, one should do it with a shinui. If you take a look in the back of the sefer on Tafresh Chav Gimel, he points out that he is being mitzaref that shita of the bear halacha. And that is exactly what we have in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Chav Gimel, Ha'ara Nun Dalid in the old editions, he says, V'lo yachtach niyar echad l'shnayim l'shtamish b'shnei chalkei aniyar. Don't tear off the paper to use both sides, but rather just do it with one side with a shinui. By the way, what would the shinui be? Shinui would be using one's elbows. Probably easier with toilet paper is to put the roll under one's arm and then to tear with one's hand. As long as one is doing with shinui, of course, one should try not to tear on the perforations. If you were trying to tear on the perforations and it tears on the perforations, that's not a problem either. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, as the Ber Halacha says, that's only Nisr D'Rabbanan. So then in such a case, as Rabbi Ribiak points out, we could be mitzaref the issue of Kavod Abrios to be matir. So, the Siyata D'Shmaya, we spent most of our time coming up with the Hagdara of Korea Almanas Litvar, the Chavetz Chaim's most stringent definition. Anything that has a tikkun is automatically going to be Aser. Chavetz Chaim is Lishitas, so therefore Medabik Mefarik Nayaros is going to be an Isser Daraisa anytime there's no tikkun, as well as when it comes to the envelope, that's going to be Aser. The Nishmas Adam says, well, if we're Machmir from Melachat Shemin Tzichel Gufa, then you should be Machmir. But if you're Makel, then you could be Makel. Ramesh's understanding by Psichas Beis Hatzavar as being different than the Be'er Halacha's understanding, that Psichas Beis Hatzavar, there's no obvious tikkun. And since there's no obvious tikkun, so then in such a case, any time the... Let me be more precise when I say no obvious tikkun. That the tikkun is not obvious in the chayfetz. When you did korea, what you're being misaking, it's not clear you needed to do korea to create that tikkun. And therefore, Ramesha says, when it comes to sugar packets, really maker didina, it could be mutter, while it would seem that according to the Nishmas Adam and the Be'er Halacha, that it would be usher, particularly according to the Shulchan Aruch. And finally, we dealt with the problem that there seems to be another instance where you're not chai for korea and you're chai for tikkun mana, and that is the case of tearing the niyar to use it for to roast on. So there, the Chavetz Chaim suggests that you might need to tear for both sides in order to be chayiv. And we do see that that svara of the Chavetz Chaim is used in the case of toilet paper, and would be any case of kavod abrios. Then in such a case, one could be mekel. Where we leave off is, as we said before, and that is that as a now, tearing sugar packets and tearing anything to access food and so on, we still don't know what the heter is. Emir Tzeh Shem, next time what we're going to discuss is that it could very well be that there's an entirely different heter that's going to be at play, that in a case where it's a klipa, it might be not be called korea at all. So we're going to have to deal with those makoros and see where that takes us. Yes, Fievel. Right. When it comes to perforations, there are many poskim that say that perforations make it an isra mechatech. That it's measured, the difference between cutting on the lines and not cutting on the lines is that when you cut on the lines have been naturally made to measure out. And the isra mechatech is to cut to size. And therefore, there would be an issue of mechatech. There are poskim who actually disagree in both directions. L'kula and l'chumra. There's some poskim that say, nah, the perforations are not mechatech. It's just just to help you cut. It's not giving you the precise cutting. There's some poskim of mekel. Meidach gisa, I remember years and years ago when Rav Chizkio Nevensal was still coming to Rav Nevensal's shiurim. So mechatech, he wasn't teaching halacha l'maisa. He was learning Rambam. But it was in Hilchos Shabbos. So Rav Nevensal was discussing Mechatech. Rav Nevensal has a very broad definition of Mechatech. Rav Nevensal said that he didn't know any heter of why cutting off tissue paper, toilet paper, not only is it a problem of Korea, he thought it's Mechatech. Because at the end of the day, clearly you're not interested in the entire roll. So the moment in which you're not interested in the entire roll, so then you're cutting it down to a certain amount of size. So Rav Chizkiyahu kept on trying to convince him, no, that you need a more precise size. And Rav Nevinzal wasn't convinced at all that why it should not be a problem of mechatech. But again, that also is not the standard shita that's gone with. So the more standard mahalach is to say that when it comes to mechatech by toilet paper, that the perforations serve as the natural sizing of it, and if a person doesn't cut on the perforations, then that would not be considered mechatech. But there are those who are more mekel and those who are more machmir. Yes, Mati.
Hi, Rav. Was just wondering how far one can take kavod habrios, because it seems like that could be an expensive hetzer potentially.
Right. So the answer to that question is the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that if an individual is being over an Isur Doraisa, for example, they're violating Klayim, they're wearing Shatnez, so the halacha would be they would have to take off their clothes even if they were in a Rishus HaRabin. They would have to, that means taking off their shirt, if the pants were Shatnez, even taking off their pants. But the Gemara differentiates between an Isur Doraisa and Isur Darabanan. If it's an Isur Darabanan, so then in such a case, then Kavod HaBrios is Docha the Isur Darabanan. If it's an Isur Doraisa, so then it's not. So in general, that's our rule of thumb. That Kavod HaBrios is Docha and Isur Darabanan, and it's not Docha and Isur Doraisa. Okay. All right. I could stick around for a couple minutes if anybody wants to speak in learning, but I think our next shiur, if it's okay with you, will be on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, in the Midrashia. Okay? I hope you have enough Mar Makomos to work with between now and then. If you don't, I already have the Mar Makomos of Binyan, Stira, Bekalim, and so on, so just let me know. Okay?